I'm Ed Rose, and this is a special edition of Citizen Kane. Today's program, available only on 101.7 WXCY Radio, remembers Three Mile Island, or TMI. Believe it or not, there was once a time not so terribly long ago when TMI did not stand for too much information. In fact, TMI became emblematic of not enough information. If you were around back in 1979, you likely remember where you were when you first heard of Three Mile Island and the partial meltdown of the Metropolitan Edison Unit 2 reactor in Middletown, Pennsylvania, about 200 miles away from Kane. According to Wikipedia, the most significant accident in nuclear power plant history began at 4 a.m. on March 28, 1979. On the 7-point international nuclear event scale, the partial meltdown was rated level 5 as an accident with wider consequences. Many remember the accident at TMI as an extraordinary case of life imitating art. The China Syndrome, a film starring Jane Fonda, Jack Lemmon, and Michael Douglas, who also directed the movie about a fictional nuclear power plant, debuted across the country on March 16th. According to Wikipedia, the term China Syndrome describes a scenario so named for the fanciful idea that there would be nothing to stop a full meltdown tunneling its way to the other side of the world. In a 2019 PBS retrospective, writer Ron Southwick quoted one memorable line from the film that struck a chord in the Keystone State. In the movie, an energy official tells Fonda's character, a television reporter, that an explosion at the fictional plant could render an area the size of Pennsylvania permanently uninhabitable. According to Wikipedia, the real-life accident on TMI began with failures in the non-nuclear secondary system, followed by a stuck-open relief valve that allowed large amounts of nuclear reactant coolant to escape. By 6:56 a.m., a plant supervisor declared a site area emergency, and less than 30 minutes later, plant operator Metropolitan Edison notified the Pennsylvania Emergency Management Agency. The Kane Republican carried a small front-page story that same afternoon on Thursday, March 28th, under the headline, Nuclear Plant Emergency Declared, as the story was still developing. In that news brief, the spokesman for MedEd declared that the radiation level inside the building was higher than normal, but there were no injuries, and that radiation level outside the plant was also higher than normal, but at a level considered dangerous to health. But the main news story on the hilltop on March 28th was the visit by Penn State football coach Joe Paterno, who came to Kane on a mission of mercy as the featured speaker at a benefit for Ludlow's Dan Beckwith. Danny, the former Kane High football great who played for Penn State, was stricken with Lou Gehrig's disease, which ultimately took his life. The following day, coverage of TMI and Danny's benefit dominated the pages of the Kane Republican. Meanwhile, across the Commonwealth, nerves began to fray. According to Wikipedia, 28 hours after the accident began, Lieutenant Governor William Scranton III said that MetEd had assured the state that everything is under control. Later that date, Scranton changed his statement, saying that the situation was more complex than the company was first led to believe. On the hilltop and throughout the state, citizens worried about what had really happened on TMI. How far could the contamination ride on the breeze? Governor Dick Thornburgh advised the evacuation of pregnant women and preschool-aged children within a 5-mile radius of the Three Mile Island facility. The evacuation zone was extended to a 20-mile radius on Friday, March 30th. Within days, 140,000 people had left the area. although more than half of the 663,500 population remained in the area. According to a survey conducted in April 1979, 98% of the evacuees returned to their homes within 3 weeks, Wikipedia reported. The near meltdown at TMI became a turning point in the development of nuclear power. Cleanup and investigation of the site took years, and anti-nuclear protesters gained increasing credibility. Organized marches, concerts, and rallies ensued. And in 1981, citizens groups succeeded in a class action suit against TMI, winning $25 million in an out-of-court settlement. Due to a lack of accurate data, researchers still argue today about the scope and range of TMI's impact on public health. According to the U.S. Office of Nuclear Energy, Three Mile Island's Unit 1 continued operation for 40 years before shutting down in 2019. Even today, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission maintains that no injuries, deaths, or direct health effects were caused by the accident. Well, that's all for now, friends. Please send your comments and story ideas to CitizenKanePA@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.